from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now, these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Alrighty, good afternoon, everybody. It's not Willard and Dibs, it's Steiny and Guru. We'll be here the rest of the week. It's a jacked up week, thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We're switching up the time slots, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock. What's going on, Goo?
How you doing, man? Too much. She's out here losing friends. Jack, this jacked up week, my main man, Colin Vontae-Chesky. Why does that bother me? What does that say about my person? You ever have friends that become better friends with other friends that you introduce and you sit back like, damn.
Yeah, I have a guy who does that all the time.
Oh, boy. His name?
Dana.
Oh, that is
Dana. You know what? Let me think.
Vontae's a good dude.
Dibley's taking a nap right now?
Take to him. No, he texted me just a few minutes ago.
Oh, he's awake.
Yeah, he's awake.
So Dibley wouldn't be one of those guys who becomes better friends with my friends than I am. No, he's not him.
That was a phenomenal show we're following. They were on fire.
It is okay. What was the best part of it, Gil?
The energy. Yeah!
That's not good.
That's what they say about that is good.
That's like they had a good personality.
Oh, boy.
They had a good personality on today's show.
They were invested. What's up, baby? We got a lot to get to.
Yeah, we do. Brandon Ayuk, big news today, formally requested a trade. 3 weeks ago, he met with John Lynch and the 49ers, and 3 weeks later, he wants a trade. Okay.
This has happened with Debo, is what you're going to tell me, and everything worked out.
This is, what do I want to say?
Tell me, I'm
he's got no juice. He's got no juice.
But it's a problem if it continues and he doesn't show up to camp. That's that's what you don't want after the heels of, coming off the heels of losing another Super Bowl, Stoney. That's all. You could say Guru doesn't mean anything, but this is not good pub for your team.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
But, in a way, okay, he requested it. First of all, he probably didn't request the trade yesterday. He probably requested it a week ago. So the reality is nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. And the 49ers hold most of the cards, if not all of the cards. And it's just a question of what they want to do. And they're not going to trade him. They probably won't get much for him, but I mean, I shouldn't say they're not gonna.
Because I don't know, Stoney.
I mean,
you better not. That's what I believe.
Well, again, what would you do? You would just pay him $28 million or whatever he wants, essentially. But then, where do you go from there as a team?
I guess you have to do inventory, and I look at it as Ayuk and Deebo Samuel are two of the most unique and opposite receivers that help the Niners. I don't like that they are the 32nd when it comes to passing per attempts. They're 32nd. They're at the bottom, and it's odd when you put it in that, you know, when you hear it that way. But I know Ayuk is important. He's dynamic. Is he Justin Jefferson or guys like that? I don't think so, but he's right underneath. So if you're telling me I'm about to pay Brock Purdy, who I love right now, he's probably pitching a perfect game from a brand standpoint since he's taken over, come back from injury. But this is a big-ass year for him and for the organization. But if you're telling me they already, before these next 17 games manifest, they already know what he is and they're willing to part ways with Ayuk, I would just say slow your roll. Because what if you do pull off a trade, Tiny, and there's no Ayuk, and I won't even say McCaffrey gets hurt. Your offense is visibly just different, more pedestrian. You would get second guess left and right. Then what is that 60 that we all assume Brock's going to get if he regresses? Because he doesn't have a weaponry running around the field. So there's a combination or what am I, a chain reaction to a lot of this.
I feel like I should take another victory lap.
Well, I'm facing it. I got the Clay Thompson. Remember, Evan asked us, Carter in for Evan.
This was bigger than that. This was.
You asked me who would be gone, Clay, and I said Clay and Ayuk. That was the question. Yeah. Clay's gone, and this looks like it could be. So that's why I'm getting my tennis shoes ready.
No, my victory lap is this, and I've been saying this for a while, and people have been like, okay.
Here we go.
The 49ers, as constructed right now, have one too many weapons. Because Purdy's not making anything. So because Purdy's not making anything, they have figured out a way to have a big boy at running back, McCaffrey, a big boy at tight end, and two big boy receivers. They know when they pay Brock Purdy, they will not be able to have as many weapons. So here's my new theory.
All right. Put it in the,
Don't put, no, it's just a theory. Yeah. Don't put it in the cap. If Brandon Ayuk decides, if they don't pay Brandon Ayuk and he decides not to show up, they will see what Brock Purdy looks like without that extra weapon before they have to pay him that big money.
But how will that impact on the field for a team trying to win a chip?
Yeah, I don't know.
You would get that answer. You're right. But can't you kill two birds with one stone?
How?
Pay Brandon Ayuk and then see if this guy, Brock Purdy, has the year that he had the last 2 years.
Right. But then they're going to have two receivers. They pay him. And then they got to say bye to Deebo. And maybe then that changes the dynamic.
I thought that was the way it was going to go. And Deebo even was saying the handwriting was on the wall. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, Carter gave us some good information, filling in for Evan, safe travels. Steiny, the last four Niners that got paid, this is the date they got paid. Mm-hmm. Kittle, August 13th, 2020. Warner, July 21st, 2021. Deebo, as we all know, July 31st, 2022. And Bosa, September 6th, 2023. So for all the diehards that have the Ayuk jersey and don't want to see him leave, we've kind of seen this record play before. Just at a different time. So if you look at the timestamp in regard to dates, Donnie, nothing to be afraid of here.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Even though he declared that he wants to leave, but he also told what podcast was he on, Ryan Clark, that he wanted to be a Niner.
No, I don't know. Yeah, these guys say something every day.
Yeah.
Who knows? By the way, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have Dr. Nirav Panja on today, our Cleared to Play segment. We don't usually talk to Panja, but we will today.
I ran into him at the when I went to see Bronny, when I met his son. We took the group photo. But I'm going to ask him about Melton and that back situation.
Bill Melton?
No, DeAnthony.
One of the greatest third basemen of all time? Played for the White Sox?
Now, I'm familiar with Bill Matlock. They called him Mad Dog. You know him from the Pirates.
And Cubs.
Oh, they
played
too.
For the Cubs. Yeah, they played for the Giants also.
It was kind of over.
You don't want to go there with me.
Yeah, but it was kind of over.
1970. Oh, did you see today?
Who?
I don't know if it was today. Who was it? It was Colin Cowherd was talking to Derek Jeter about Nolan Ryan.
There's a doc out. Okay. No.
That's not what we're talking about. And he said, Derek, you faced Nolan Ryan. No. I never faced Nolan Ryan. That was before my time.
He didn't want to get in there.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, Ryan was gone.
That old, huh?
Ryan was gone when Derek Jeter broke into the league. There's a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get into today. By the way, we're going to get into this Joe Lacob sound next segment. Joe Lacob talked to the Hoops Adjacent podcast. Yeah. David Aldridge and Marcus Thompson. And there were a couple things that really stood out, and we're going to get into them. One is, and I just think there's an incongruity here that can't get lost. And it's basically that Joe Lacob is saying it is virtually impossible to make a trade in this league. It is so hard. Everybody wants to prove how smart they are. And the fans just don't understand how tough it is. And he used an interesting word. We'll throw it out there later. And I just found it was really interesting.
Yeah, because we've been wanting to hear from him too.
Right. And because, I mean, he's the one. He's the one who for 12 years, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to go for every big name. We're going to be this, that. Well, now he's coming up against the reality that you just don't always get what you want.
Wow.
And we'll get into that on the other side.
And I'll tell you real quick here, I've been into sales. I've been in sales a lot, Stani, high-level sales. And I've seen men and women, great salesmen, come in and blame their lack of getting the deal done because the leads were bad. What would you give me?
Glenn Ross.
One of the greatest movies ever.
Is that one of your favorites?
A million. We watched it at work. But anyway, put the coffee down.
You ready for me to surprise you? That's a great movie.
Okay. Now,
you thought I was going to say I never saw it, right?
It was going to hurt me.
No, I saw that.
All right, Carter. So he's on it. Yeah. But what do you give me if I feel like Joe Lacob's kind of, I love me some Lacob.
Sure.
He's kind of saying the leads are not good for not being able to pull off the trade. Do you think some people probably like, oh, Joe, now it's hard.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And you know what? It is hard when you don't have that much money.
Well,
and you don't have as many assets.
But they've hated and they implemented these rules just like they did Eddie D for the Niners, Donnie, back in the day to stop all that.
Well,
hate stuff like that.
Well, I'm also convinced.
Wow, dude.
Thank you, Carter.
I do think the Warriors are coming up against the reality, and that is for the last 3 or 4 years, they have paid an exorbitant penalty for being over the luxury tax. They just have. And Joe Lacob has made it clear, I'll always go over that tax if we're a contender.
All right, I got you.
So,
but the rule was put in, Stoddy, because guys like him that had deep pockets and wanted to win would go in the red. And I think that started this haterism to where they came up and implemented this stuff.
But be that as it may, they got to deal with the new system just like the Celtics do, just like the Lakers do, and other just like the Clippers do. So everybody's feeling that pinch. But I think some of the things he said was interesting. He also, for the first time that I can remember, addressed the Steph Curry future.
In other words, what
happens after Steph Curry is a Golden State Warrior? And I think we can get into what you interpret his remarks to mean, quite frankly. So we're going to listen to some Joe Lacob. 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Lacob on the other side. The other thing is he has not spoken since the end of the season, which is a little bit unusual for Joe Lacob. As we all know, he's very accessible, but he hasn't spoken for a few months, and he broke that silence either yesterday or today, but the sound's out today, and we're going to play some of that. 888-957-9570 is the number, and that segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Back
to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
All right. Here we are again, 2:30.
Day two, how you doing?
We're usually together at this point, but that's we're just funny. Not at this venue.
You are correct. I do got to ask you this. Oh, I went to the gym 2 days in a row, came back, got my... You walked today, right?
I did walk today.
How you? Do you feel a little better?
Yeah, it helps.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always good to get a little exercise. I'm gonna walk around Lake Merritt in the morning with the dog. Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice. Golden State Warriors right now are in the middle of free agency. Well, no, it's not the middle. It's the end. Let's face it. The end of free agency. Not the end of the Warriors. Not yet, anyway. Joe Lacob, the Golden State Warriors. What word would you use to describe Lacob?
Aggressive. And don't give a F attitude.
Yeah, I'd say, Joe Lacob, the very accessible owner of the Golden State Warriors, wasn't very accessible since they lost to the Sacramento Kings, which is fine, and it's his prerogative.
Yeah.
But he talked to, again, Marcus Thompson and David Aldridge of the Hoops Adjacent podcast. And some of the things that Joe Lacob said were very interesting. And let me play the first one for you.
Give it to me. Give it to us.
And this is Joe Lacob on the moves that the Warriors have made so far.
When you start these things, everyone thinks you have a grand plan. You kind of have multiple plans, right?
Sure.
Some things throw you for a loop. I mean, has been chronicled. You know, we're going after a couple different people, big additions. And there are three ways to get better in this league, right? One is to draft, building through the draft. Another is free agency. And the final one is trades. And trades are the hardest. Very, very hard to pull off trades because everyone wants to prove how, you know, these GMs, how smart they are. And it's true. And they want to impress their owners. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But here's the problem. It's just very, people, I think if I could share anything with many of the fans out there, and I read everything, you know, I read what people say and the criticisms and the positive things. They don't understand how hard it is and how illogical some of the parties on the other side are sometimes. Maybe we're illogical too to some extent, but my point is it's just really, really hard to pull these things off. And everyone writes all this stuff and they have no idea what the other side's asking for in some of these things.
I'll say that that's his prerogative. Shout out Bobby Brown, but you know, guys are dialed in, the Wojs, the Shams of the world. Like, it does come out, you know, what was offered. So
right.
He is right to an extent. But, Steiny, we kind of got the gist of what the package was that the Clippers turned down. So I hear him. But Dub Nation is like, you know, man, we just got to get it done.
Well, I think, I don't know if he underestimated how hard it was going to be or he was just too aggressive in promising what he wanted to do. But I think the word illogical is fascinating,
man.
Here, because my first thought when I heard that quote is sour grapes. It's sour grapes.
No doubt about
on his, it feels like on his part, because the Warriors can't get a deal done. Some teams are being illogical is what Joe Lacob said. And I think once he said illogical, then he covered himself by saying, well, we probably are too. But if he truly believes all that, Goo, why did he set us up for we're going to make a big move?
Because he
should have known.
Yeah, well, you know,
he should have known.
And he should have known he has enemies amongst the rankings of the ranks of the NBA because he was on top. And you know what? He had his chest out, and rightfully so, with the Joey Light years and that whole thing. So I don't think he's got anybody trying to give him any favors, especially Ballmer just down the five trying to send Paul George back. But Steiny, I think there's ego and pride involved. Not that he has to feel bad, but that he thought he could get back in the poker game easier than it actually looks right now. And he's operating, you tell me if I'm wrong, Steiny, from a place of desperation compared to where he's been operating so much during this dynasty.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Now, he would, I think he is operating under let's say, urgency desperation. But he cannot say that.
You're right, man.
He absolutely cannot say that.
Cardinal.
And I don't know. This franchise has been incredibly successful for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And we have an owner who wants to win at all costs and says he'll do anything under the sun. And this is the first time we've ever heard Joe Lacob say, you know what? We might not be able to get the things done that we want to get done because of the other teams.
And that, I got you, Stani.
So
I got you.
It didn't sound great, but I don't fault him for telling the truth, because anybody who looked at the Golden State Warriors situation after the year and what they had to do with their salary roster knew that getting a big fish was between slim and none. It just was. I'm giving you slim.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm giving you slim, but they're not in a position to make a move like that.
And now I do wonder what's the next card to play or what avenue they try to go down in regard to, because it's obvious now they feel like they need a facelift. They want to do something, Stani. They want to get a big boy in here. But now that you feel like it might not be as easy as you thought, is it just what you had me? And I didn't tell you this yesterday. You made a great case for, hey, Goo, tip the ball up. These youngsters take some steps. It'll be better than last year, maybe. But that's not making me sleep better at night. I'm still, right. I'm rolling over. It's bad. But I guess, Donnie, I'm not mad at Lacob, because I think that matters, that he comes out, even if he was Farhan, to come out and let us know you tried.
Well,
I'm not giving you point. It does. Like, that's the bare minimum.
Right.
Let us, like, there are some Warrior fans like, hey, Joe, we know. Hey, I want to go out with Halle Berry. I can't.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
But, I mean, all I'm saying is, and maybe people say, well, yeah, no kidding, Joe Lacob's got four rings. But if Farhan comes out and says, we tried, everybody rolls their eyes at him.
Right. Okay.
When Joe Lacob says, we tried, people seem to give him more of the benefit of the doubt. And I get why. I get why. You want to talk about one of the biggest conversation pieces around the Warriors. It's the idea of wasting Steph Curry.
I think it's the top. Go ahead.
And Marcus Thompson and David Aldridge specifically asked Lacob how he balances the short term with Steph Curry and the long term security of the franchise. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize it, Marcus. I'm very aware of it. We want to be as great as we possibly can. Now, I'm going to give the caveat. I have to give the caveat.
I was about to ask you.
And the caveat is that we can't bankrupt the team in an unbelievably dumb way for a decade. You can't bankrupt the entire team's future to go for 1 year, because there are it's very, very hard to win. Even if we had the best team, you could sustain an injury. It's usually what happens, and somebody else wins. So, within reason, we're going to always try to do whatever we can to win now, not just for Steph, but for me and for us and for you, for everybody, for our fans, okay? It's everybody. And Steph feels the same way. I talk to Steph about this all the time. He's very cognizant of this. I'm very cognizant of this. We all are. So, I mean, you know, people can repeat these sayings all they want, and we're cognizant of them. We're trying to do it, guys. We really are.
All right, so he was referring specifically to the idea of wasting Steph Curry's window.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking ad nauseum about what you owe Steph and what you owe the future, and are those things compatible? And what I heard Joe Lacob say right there, and listen, he covered all his bases, but what I heard Joe Lacob say is, we ain't giving up future picks unless I know for sure the player we get is good enough to lead us into the era after Steph Curry. That's kind of what I heard.
And I don't think marketing fits that.
See, I think he does actually, believe it or not.
I was thinking Giannis. I know it's a pipe dream, but yes, Donnie. Tell me what now. You think he does fit that marketing?
Well, I think yes, and here's why I think that. And if you want to jump in, 888-957-9570. The first thing he said was, you know, some of these counterparts are illogical. Okay, well, who has he done business with? Ballmer and the Clippers. And Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz.
You know that what that's about.
And so clearly, he thinks they're trying to take advantage of him. He thinks the trades that both those teams offered weren't good enough to make the move. And so that tells me maybe the Warriors decided against it because both those deals involved too many future picks. Especially what's being reported about Utah. Utah wants a couple of young players and future picks.
Well, three young players.
Like,
that
ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
That ain't happening just for Steph Curry. And he tiptoed, Lacob tiptoed around, you know, trying to win now and dealing with the future. But really what he said is, at any moment it could change. But what I heard is, I'm telling you right now, I ain't giving up picks in 26 and 28 when Steph's 38, 39 years old.
Yeah. And you know what? I heard the same thing. But again, I don't want this has not been my what word am I looking for, Carter? My theme. This is new. But when I hear that, the likelihood, Stani, of the day coming to where Steph and Joe are going to have a real conversation one on one about Steph's future. And Joe about the Warriors' future, and can it be a future together? When I hear sound bites like that and clips, I'm thinking of the inevitable, which nobody wants to hear, though, Stani. Like, he may not end up here, man.
Yeah, I actually think those talks are ongoing.
Do you think they've started?
Yes, he said. I talk to Steph about this all the time. And this is clearly, what can we do now to get us back in the hunt without jeopardizing 2025 and after.
When you won't be around.
And I think Steph's like, Steph gets it. Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt that Steph understands where they're at. And the question is can they be better next year and can they be more competitive? And if they are, then things are probably okay. And if they don't go well, then that's when we get to Steph Curry's thing. Things change quickly in this league.
Yeah, and I know. Bonte brought up Magic Johnson randomly. We were having fun with the sneakers, the weapons, old school weapons, Donnie. But, I mean, he was a Laker for life. Kobe was a Laker for life. You know, Jordan up until, we know how that went. But and Bird, he got hurt, so the injuries robbed him of his. You romanticize that Steph somehow, and even if they don't win, can be here. But he's a competitor. You look at his golf game, you know, what I'm having trouble with is he's such a competitor and a killer as well, sport-wise. I think he would go to Joe before Joe would go to him. That's my fear. And they're trying everything under the sun. Steph knows it, and he knows what they don't want to part ways with. So, you know, if I don't know what this season has upon that. It's upon us, man, but I'm not feeling good about it.
Here's I know sometimes how you get, so I'm going to cheer you up.
All right.
And then I'm going to bum you out again. But first, I'm going to cheer you up. Hey, Joe, what about this team right now? Are they any good?
I think that what we wound up doing, I'm so proud of our group for what they accomplished this summer. People don't understand how much better I think our team is, even right now. Versus last year, we had 46 wins last year. We should have been, in my belief, a 50-win team last year. You know, the Draymond suspension clearly hurt us and some other things. Look, there's always some things that happen and some that don't and so on. I think we could have been better. I think we're definitely a better team than we were last year on paper. The way I like to look at what Mike has done and Kirk and those guys is that we now have core older guys, you know, who are still good. Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, he's got to get a little better this year. Obviously, he's got a little better year than he did before. But they're sitting there, those three guys. You've got the four young guys who are just getting better. young guys don't get usually get worse, and these guys aren't. And then you've got three other veterans. There's a couple other veterans on the team as well that will add, but three other veterans that really can play, that are clear rotation players that we just added, and the three guys you mentioned. That is a deep team. That is definitely deeper than we were last year.
All right, Lacob thinks they're better.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
On paper.
You thought that was going to cheer me up.
Doesn't cheer you up?
Dude, you made fun of me for 6 months because when Ritter and Lacob were in front of our face and I fell for the old, let's go, Gladiator, Russell Crowe, you still laughing at me. So excuse me, Joe. I love you, buddy, but how dare you tell us guys have gotten better in the summer?
There's a difference.
I don't want to hear about open gym.
Stop it.
You give kudos to those young is when we see them giving business to other teams in the league when the games count, but don't dare. I get it. What are you supposed to say? But don't say guys have taken leaps and bounds and we ain't played a meaningful game. Hell nah.
Well,
and
I'm Wiggins, so upset.
To play it again with the Wiggins part. Joe, I love Wiggins more than anybody. A little? We need a lot more. Come on, Joe.
Okay.
We need a lot more from Wiggins and summer improvements. What a day. No, come on now.
Well, let me stick up for Joe.
Yeah.
Last year, he came in and thought they were a title team.
And
That was a joke.
But it made sense. Yeah,
no, but you didn't get it, but it was a joke at the time.
Oh, boy.
Okay, because that was a joke. Now, this year, all he's saying is, we can be better.
He's saying guys have gotten better already.
Now, that is more possible than coming in here a year ago saying, oh, we're in the mix. We're looking at number five.
We had it, Chris Paul. Started. He could have been right had Draymond not got suspended.
Now they could have won a title.
No, I'm just okay. 50 wins, 52, 50. I just wish somebody would throw a fastball at Dre. I don't want him to get beamed, but just say he derailed our effing season.
Well, he basically said that.
No, but I want to hear it. Is he so above the volume? Yeah. Somebody just, you know what? I love Stani. He's a brother, but he knows what he did. Just he messed up. He effed up our season. What does that say about me that I'm yearning for that? Nobody has given him that.
No owner's going to do
like
that.
We talked about Batman and Superman. Sometimes when we talk about Draymond, like, I feel like that's our job. We got to call him out.
Yeah, right. It's not the owner's job. He's probably done what he needs to do behind closed doors.
Okay, with that, I'll tell you what. If you went around here cussing and like a sailor... Our boss would pull you to the side.
Pull you to the side.
Reprimand.
Yep. Yes, he would.
So if you're telling me that's not Joe's job.
No, it is. Behind the scenes. Would Nahegan say, hey, guys, I want to jump into the studio at 5:05 and tell everybody that Steiny has been absolutely unbearable for the last 2 years. He's cost us in the ratings, everybody. But this year we've had a talk and he's not going to be the jerk you all think he is. Like,
you brought him out the office one day when he thought you slammed the thing. Y'all faced each other.
Right, but he was never going to go on the air.
Oh, okay. Right.
And say, hey, Steiny, he slammed something, which he actually didn't slam.
Well, I guess the reason I bring that up, Steiny, is there's nothing wrong with keeping it real and not tiptoeing around a guy. That's the least Draymond could... I would almost say, you know what, boss, just rip me publicly.
I'm going to tell you something.
Some fans know there's some accountability.
It's always fun game.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yeah, thank you, Carter. I mean, do I sound deranged? I don't think I do.
No, but here's the bottom line.
Real quick, I feel like you're saying they're protecting him.
They are.
But he deserved that at minimum to say, you know what, dude?
Listen.
Marcus and David, I love both of you. Draymond doesn't get suspended, we might be a fifth or sixth seed.
That's basically what he said. We're 50 wins if Draymond doesn't get suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a good practice to rip your employees.
Even when they mess up.
Well, we don't know what he's done behind closed doors.
We have no idea. I'm just saying, Draymond messed up in front of the world.
Why? The world knows Draymond messed up. I mean, listen.
Maybe it'll fix it.
Hey, listen, Pat Riley came out and told Jimmy Butler or whoever to shut his mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's Pat Riley. And
that's what we want! I bet Dre wouldn't be Dre in Miami with Pat Riley.
They don't have a Pat Riley. The Warriors. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I want to say, what does that consist of? But they got some special people, but This dude's running wild, man.
Couple things. 888-957-9570. So Joe Lacob talked to the Hoops Adjacent podcast, and here's the three things that I gleaned. One is he thinks they're absolutely better on paper right now than they were last year. He said trades are unbelievably hard to consummate because each side is illogical, but that mostly the people that they're dealing with have been illogical in terms of their trade demands. And then the third thing I kind of heard is he said it. I'm not bankrupting the next 10 years just to try for 1 year. And so now, if you'd say, well, what was the Paul George thing? I guarantee you he would say, well, we were going to re-sign Paul for 4 years, so it wasn't going to be a one-year thing.
Oh, man.
It was going to be a 2 or 3 year thing. So, you know, he's always, like any smart guy, he's left himself some wiggle room. But let me ask you this, Goo. Yeah. I'm going to play this sound again. And there was one other thing. I just caught it. And you might think it's nothing. And our listeners may think it's nothing. But I didn't like it.
But I can't wait.
I didn't like it.
Fire.
I'm going to play it again, and I want you to try to guess, even though it's going to be hard because it's a little obscure. Take another listen. It's kind of bothered me a little.
I got a high IQ. I'll pick it up.
All right.
I think that what we wound up doing, I'm so proud of our group for what they accomplished this summer. People don't understand how much better I think our team is, even right now, versus last year. We had 46 wins last year. We should have been, in my belief, a 50-win team last year. You know, the Draymond suspension clearly hurt us and some other things. Look, there's always some things that happen and some that don't and so on. I think we could have been better. I think we're definitely a better team than we were last year on paper. The way I like to look at what Mike has done and Kirk and those guys is that we now have core older guys, you know, who are still good. Steph, Draymond, Wiggins, he's got to get a little better this year. Obviously, he's got a little better year than he did before. But they're sitting there, those three guys. You've got the four young guys who are just getting better. Young guys usually get worse, and these guys aren't. And then you've got three other veterans. There's a couple other veterans on the team as well that we'll add, but three other veterans that really can play, that are clear rotation players that we just added, and the three guys you mentioned. That is a deep team. That is definitely deeper than we were last year.
Did you catch anything?
Okay.
And you know what?
He gave Mike love. But then he gave some of Mike's love to Kurt.
That's exactly right. Give me the ding.
But
ding,
he works for the ding. Team, too.
Hold on.
He's preaching the group. I appreciate it, Carter.
No.
He's been talking about they do it as a group.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you.
If you're riding around and you're Mike and you hear that.
Exactly. You know, Mike Dunleavy has an incredibly difficult job. He took the general manager job at this point. I think that's Joe trying to protect his son and just trying to lump his son in with Mike Dunleavy without the responsibility that Mike has. Mike's the GM. He's got to produce or he's gone. Kirk's not going anywhere. Going anywhere regardless. And so, I don't know. Mike and Kirk.
I appreciate you.
What about Larry Harris?
But who do we have on our show as a station? We had Kirk Lake up on. And you know why, Scotty? Right. Different role than Mike. But he has a job with his dad's organization. That's his job now. And it's no Rudy Pooh job. But you got to give me something for remembering when Joe Lacob, not when it was convenient for him, said we do everything as a group.
That's like him saying we're going to win the championship.
Of course, they
say they do everything as a group. All right, 888-957-95.
To tell you on the other side. Carter's going to tell us Niner related real quick, a nuggy nug.
All right, and we'll play some more of that Joe Lacob sound. What did you hear? Did you hear what I heard? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, and it's presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.